I just came out of the therapist office, and then while I was in there, I spent, while I'm laying there, I spent my time working on playing with, that's a better word, playing with the creating of the 3.6 million. I was just laying and getting a feel for having it. Wish I had better words to describe that. Because years ago, I remember, reading about something and they said, what does it feel like to have something? And those words just weren't enough to really describe trying to get the feeling of something. It's not so much visualizing it, it's really the feeling as an experience. So, I just brought myself closer to physically, mentally experiencing having it. It was going quite well. No sooner do I get out of the office and I start thinking about this thing again with these people that go weird and crazy. And then I remembered a few weeks back there was an incident. Roberta and I were anchored out at an island off a small marine park. And we were a couple of hundred feet away from the dock, so. And some people were tied to the dock, and some people came and set up a tent near the dock on the land. We could kind of just see them. And then all of a sudden, two guys came in a boat. And next thing you know, you hear this outrageous screaming at the top of their lungs. Now this is probably, if I remember correctly, within a few days of when I started working, doing what I'm doing right now. I was just at the, I hadn't started recording yet, but I was at the point where I was already working out what exactly I was going to create. And already bringing, starting it up, bringing up the feelings of it, working with it, opening the flow, opening my heart centers more. And bing, right off the bat. But you know what? I mean, I've heard people yell and so forth, but there's a difference when they're screaming like this. It's like they're at their top maximum level of screaming. Strange, really strange. And here's the weird part. Those people live at the same marina, they don't live there, sorry, they have their boat at the same marina about the other people I was just talking about from yesterday. Because I saw their boat there. And when they go by my boat every once in a while, when you look at them, it doesn't even make sense. What I saw that night and them doesn't even match. I don't know. Anyway, I think I'm just going to let it go because I can't put my finger on it. And I think the best thing is to just let it ride out because I don't know. I don't have the answer for it. And it really doesn't serve any purpose for me to drive myself crazy about it. Because then I just start questioning myself, I mean, what am I doing writing a book about this stuff? Me of all people. And so it goes on like that and I just spiral down rather than spiraling up. So I'm going to let it go. If it happens again, I know what to do. Not totally ignore them, but just give them a little acknowledgement and move on as quickly as possible and get out of the immediate vicinity of their presence and get the heck out of there. Of course, it could happen so in a spot where it's difficult to do so, but regardless, I take it that way, and I think the answer will come sooner or later. Answer, solution, whatever it be. And switch back. I think put my focus back on creating. You know, maybe this is just something I can't quite let it go. That's the problem. Something like this just bugs me. You know, it makes me feel like maybe I'm not doing it right. Maybe I'm not flowing the love right. I mean, if I'm sending out love, should it be getting that kind of reaction? Seems kind of odd, don't you think? So it's hard for me to let it go because I keep wanting to dig and dig and figure it out and figure it out. You know, in some ways I'm getting a little tired of all this figuring stuff out. It's like becoming a full-time job. And I guess the question is too, if love, sending, radiating love protects you, then how does this come into play with that? See, or am I making too much of this? You know, would these things have been there anyway? And the fact that I was working with love, sending love, playing with it, actually toned them down compared to what they would have been if I hadn't. See, that's the thing. We measure stuff, we look at stuff, but we really don't have anything to measure it against because we don't know what the other probability really was. And we don't know the full story and probably never will know the full story of how it might have all went if I hadn't been sending love. Who knows? Maybe, well, it's not just a maybe, this is the way the universe works. When there's one thing needed and there's a thing that's needed, the universe tries to bring those together. And so maybe, who knows, let's say the person that attacked me, right, physically, would have gone further with someone else, maybe even killed someone or hurt someone, and the love that I was sending balanced that out and then brought it to that resolution. We could be looking at it that way. See, the thing is then, ideally, okay, what happened is not ideal, but we don't know what the other result would have been. And to be honest, for me, it would be different for every person. Because for me, if I look at it and go, well, here's the two choices that we have and the two probabilities of the way things are sitting at the moment. He can snap and lose it and kill or hurt someone really badly. Or the scenario two, the one you went through, which one would you pick? Well, I would pick the scenario I went through. I think I'd rather have that in the long run than having him hurt someone else. Because I didn't really get hurt, so maybe my ego a little bit. But then once in a while, maybe my ass does need kicking too, so. Because I am a little bit of a stubborn ass, you know, and I break all the rules. I mean, you make a seatbelt rule, I make it a point never to wear my seatbelt. If there's a motorcycle rule where you gotta wear your helmet and they make a law, I make it a point not to wear a helmet. Why? Because I don't like laws. They don't protect the innocent. They don't create safety. They just create rules. And they joke fun. And they actually choke security and freedom. Anyway, that's an argument that could go on and on forever. It's just what I believe. But the point was, from that, very simply, that, you know, maybe sometimes, in a sense, because I'm always pushing against the model of society, pushing against more freedom, treating people better, instead of just pulling them over and slapping a ticket on them for $150 because he doesn't have a seat belt. Maybe just pull them over and have a talk with them. Maybe then they would want to wear their seat belt. See, that's the thing, you know, we enforce these rules. We use up the police's time enforcing a rule that's really not that important. And instead, you know, it's not safe to walk the parks because we don't have enough police to patrol the parks. Of course, maybe, I don't know. See, these are all the questions that come up. Lots of questions. Maybe too many questions. So what am I focused on right now? I'm certainly not focused on feeling good. Not focused on having fun. Not focused on the beautiful trees. I'm parked in a park right now waiting for the ferry to come back. Took Rudy for a little walk. I didn't look at the trees and the beautiful smells in the water. The sun, the warmth, the breeze is really warm. Instead, I was thinking about all this bullshit. Waste of time, waste of energy. Should have focused on what's really around me that's good and beautiful and uplifting. And stay focused on that and let the rest just be. Because the more I focus on this other stuff, the more I attract. The more experiences of nature that create the same feeling of anguish inside me. So, what we need to do is get back to focusing about what we want and how we want to feel and what we want to experience. So, I think I'm gonna drive back to the ferry lineup, get in the ferry lineup, and then I'm gonna think and focus things that really bring me joy.